So, Govinda, based on the survey we did of these 25 lung cancer investigators, we just asked people what they did. And what we heard was there were five genomic alterations that people are treating first line now: EGFR, ALK, ROS1, BRAF, MET exon 14. So to me, what that means is you got to get those five to make a first line decision theoretically. Agree or disagree?
Partly agree, partly disagree. We don't have data in the front line that much for MET14, exon 14 deletion, and the BRAF. And I would say that there's clear evidence that in the front line setting, EGFR and ALK and perhaps ROS1. But for MET14, exon 14 deletion, and BRAF, I think it's reasonable to pick that up in the second line
I'm just
setting,
saying
though.
that that's what people did.
Yeah.
In other words, when we said, what's your first line therapy for somebody? This is, somebody, maybe you were give a different answer. What's your first line therapy for somebody with exon 14 or BRAF? It was targeted therapy.
Sure.
More than half the investigators.
If somebody came in with that information, then sure, I would do it. But if you can do at least EGFR, ALK, ROS in the frontline setting, in my opinion, that's a good place to begin with, at least in the frontline setting. I just want to make a few points about the plasma cell-free DNA analysis. Number one, if it is present, it is truly positive. The only thing you have to keep in mind is that the plasma, the cell-free DNA, the half-life is about 30 minutes. And there is clear evidence now that the cell-free DNA is more often positive if the tumor bulk is higher. So there's a correlation now, especially the Charlie Swanton's group reported in the early stage lung cancer, the greater the tumor size, the more cfDNA, cell-free DNA you find in the circulation. In a metastatic disease situation, that's probably not a major issue because the tumor volume is sufficiently large. But about a third of the time, 30% of the time, the cell-free DNA may not show a mutation that is already present. So the Cory's approach that you do consider biopsy if the cell-free DNA is negative is a critical one. You cannot have a cell-free DNA as a sole basis for determining the presence or absence of a mutation, particularly the EGFR, both the initial one as well as the T790M. And the second point I want to make is that the cell-free DNA occasionally can pick up a mutation that is not picked up on the biopsy of a primary lesion, partly because especially the T790M can be subclonal. It can be present in a liver lesion that's growing compared to the lung lesion. So if it is present, if you happen to do both the tissue biopsy and the plasma analysis, and if you have cfDNA positive for T790M, that's probably real. And in fact, in the prospective studies, the response rates to at least ruxolitinib and now even other drugs are identical, whether it come from the tissue or from the plasma. So that's an important point to keep in mind. And the third thing is the modern assays are now designed in such a way that they can pick up rearrangements too, like a ROS1, ALK, and others. They've been tiled to pick up those translocation. But we shouldn't rely on them at the moment for PD-L1 expression because that is not standardized. So it's worth keeping that in mind.